Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This coaching search this season, I don't know if we've just, I don't know if it's because of NIL and the expanded playoff and kind of just our love for college football, but I don't know if it's a little propped up because the sport seems to be at an all-time high right now, but it feels like this is the craziest coaching carousel situation we've ever seen.
It's certainly up there. Again, 11 of 12 Power Four conferences or conference jobs have been filled. It's Kentucky, Michigan State, UCLA, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida, Arkansas, Auburn, Stanford, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech.
And I will walk you through those, and I want you to tell me if these, which of these were good hires.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Kentucky, Will Stein.
Everybody seems to love it.
I think
the fit makes sense. Offensive-minded guy has been successful, whether it was at UTSA and then at Oregon with Bo, with Gabriel, and with Dante. He's adopted the offense to fit how it needs to fit around three different quarterbacks.
He knows how NIL works.
Yep. The recruiting side of it, I don't know how dogged he is on that side.
Well, I think my only concern, if I'm a Duck fan rooting for my guys when they go somewhere else, you know, like a Kenny Dill or something like that, my only concern about Will Stein at Kentucky is a little bit like Cam Ward at Tennessee. Like, if you really love Cam Ward, that's a bad team.
Yeah.
And not to just poo-poo on Kentucky, but you hate sometimes to see a guy who's an up-and-comer. Let's take Billy Napier, for example. Mm-hmm. An up-and-coming, hot-named coach in the smaller ranks that needs to rise up. That Florida job was probably too big of a jump.
Sure.
But what I am concerned about is for Will Stein and his first head coaching job being a place that traditionally doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a basketball school.
It's a basketball school, and it's a conference with juggernauts. And I would hate to see Will Stein not have a great start to his coaching career because he's at Kentucky and not because he's not a good coach. You follow?
For sure.
Michigan State, they take Pat Fitzgerald. That's a big boo from me.
For non-football reasons.
Well, for non-football reasons, and his last 2 years at Northwestern weren't very good. Now that's kind of a more of a fancy pants school in the Big Ten mm-hmm. than a lot of them. There's probably a lot more things at stake. It does sound like they are going to get money with this hire. So, I mean, I guess cake on my face.
For me, I think it's a good hire from the football side of things and the off-field stuff. All I can say is what I know to be out there on
factual.
The legal. Yeah,
yeah.
The factual side of things. And I don't think you make that hire without doing some due diligence, but also Michigan State, hello, Larry Nassar, Mel Tucker.
Right. It's just gross everywhere. I just stay away from it.
So, and to your point, I get what you're saying, but you know, the other two guys, you know, are found guilty where he's found
this
innocent.
Guy's not, yeah.
So, but from the football side of things, I mean, Fitzgerald's got a pretty sterling reputation as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So
he had Northwestern role in there for a minute.
So I think that's a good hire.
UCLA takes Bob Chesney from James Madison. Great hire. Terrible program.
Yeah. I mean, taking that job right now with the financial situation, where recruiting's at,
what I said about Will Stein at Kentucky and send it to Balco.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's steroids, man. Yeah. That is a rough place.
It's where do you start?
Right, right.
But
right.
It's a Power Four job. It's in L.A. Like, UCLA can be good. I don't know if they can be great. Maybe that's my bias talking, but when was the last time they were great? They had the Aikman years.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
They're good.
Good.
But I don't know if they're great. I don't
Josh
know.
Rosen?
Good.
Not great.
Not great.
I don't think they've ever been great in my lifetime.
No, I mean, they just, like, they can be good.
James Madison allowing Bob Chesney to coach?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
If he doesn't make the college football playoff, then he's gone. I think a lot of those guys are going to do that.
Yeah, whoever makes it between the Tulane, Memphis, JMU,
they'll stay, North Texas. And everybody else will leave. Ole Miss looks like they're going to take Pete Golding.
Yep, who's in-house.
And he's going to be the guy of future. They lose Lane Kiffin. I don't know. I don't know because I don't know the state of Ole Miss football right now. I don't. And I think that's...
Who's in, who's out? What does the roster look like going into next season? There's a lot of questions where... That's a program that could probably get raided, where I think the rest of the programs that you're talking about, like, does Chesney bring a few guys from JMU? Yeah, but they just went through this with SIG.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They are invested.
Yes.
I mean, they fought to get to D1, and...
They've been right there in the college football playoff as the group of five selection.
LSU hires Lane Kiffin.
Great hire.
Slam dunk hire. I mean, how it all went down is really strange, and... Just like the governor of Louisiana saying we're not giving contracts like Brian Kelly again and then gives Lane a more ridiculous one. It's kind of weird, but from a football standpoint, it's a slam dunk hire. Florida hires John Summerall from Tulane after firing Billy Napier. Mm-hmm. I love the hire. I love it.
He's done really well, but, you know, it lacks the experience at, you know, group of five, but or excuse me, power four. But I think that's what you're looking at, though, is a lot of these hires, Will Stein, never been a head coach.
Yeah.
Summerall had never been at Power Four school. Like Chesney never been at a Power Four school. What's cool about this is I think you're taking a lot of chances, and there's a lot of younger guys. And we've talked about this, the energy, the rah-rah attitude. Summerall's one of those guys. I don't know if you saw when ESPN went down there for a game, they had him on the set with those guys, and he's got some juice. He's built like Fickle at Wisconsin. jacked bro that wears the, you know, a team polo. It's maybe a size too tight, a little schmedium action, but he's a bro. And like, I think that's kind of what they're looking for.
Maybe my favorite hire, Auburn snags Alex Golsch, from South Florida. Mm-hmm. I think that is such a slam dunk hire. I think what he's done at South Florida, in fact, I thought he was going to stay at South Florida, and our next story will kind of show you why I thought he would stay. But Auburn is historically a great program. Look, we talk about not a lot of teams in the last 20 years have won a national championship. Auburn's on that list.
So there was a note on ESPN that when Golish was the coordinator at Tennessee under Heupel, that the writer was at Tennessee in his office, and he had multiple monitors up, and each monitor had all the recruiting newsbreakers and trackers, and he's a diabolical recruiter. So you're talking about Auburn and where you're located and the talent that you get in there and the apparatus and the money that you have at Auburn, you can figure some stuff out. I've loved what USF has been on offense this year. Like what he did with Byron Brown, if that team was better on defense, that's the group of five team that like you did not want to play this year. They were very, you know what it reminds me of? It's Peterson. At Boise State.
Oof.
That's kind of what that team reminded me of.
That's a compliment and a half.
Like, I think he's a dude.
We'll be quick about this. Ryan Silverfield from Memphis to Arkansas. Again, kind of see my Kentucky thing.
Yep.
Great hire.
Arkansas is the sleeping giant with the money.
That's the difference, like, between Kentucky.
Is, you know, if they believe in the coach, that's apparently what's happening across the country at a lot of these places. Michigan State, you know, a donor is hitting, was it $40 or $50 million into the program? Arkansas, if Walmart decides to care, I mean, nobody competes with that. Like they become
it. So like if NVIDIA decides to care about college football, Oregon State's back to back.
It's like all of a sudden it's like, whoa. But we just saw this at Texas Tech and how well it worked. It didn't work the first time at A&M, but now it's working.
Stanford with Pritchard, as you mentioned, they're staying in house.
That's a little.
They want the Shaw thing. Dude, Stanford's just a tough job.
It is. And Harbaugh
and Shaw were special coaches in that time frame.
And with Tavita, like, this is one of the few jobs in the country where, again, I think you have to understand the program, because Stanford's entrance responsibilities and what it takes to be a student there, you have to recruit different guys. And sometimes those guys aren't in every class, so you don't get maybe the same level of athlete. Yeah, they got lucky with the McCaffreys and the Lux of the world, but those guys aren't out there every single year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Morris hired at Colorado State from UConn. I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah.
He turned UConn around, but I've seen Jim Morris everywhere I've seen him go. He kind of sucks. So
he's a coach.
Yeah. He can't be worse than Jay Norvell. So that's a plus. Eric Morris, North Texas to Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
Love that hire as
North Texas, you're in the same region. What was Oklahoma State known for under Gundy when they were rolling?
Throwing the football.
What does North Texas do?
Throw the football.
Seems like a pretty firm marriage.
Yep. Also going to be allowed to coach, assuming they make the college football playoff, which my fingers crossed that it's North Texas. Finally, Virginia Tech, James Franklin, went through that.
Great hire.
And if Cal hires Tosh LePoy, great hire. If Penn State gets Kalani Sitake, I think that is a huge get.
That's a big get for them.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Not just your alumni. It's religious ties. It's the Polynesian pipeline. Everything at BYU is set up for success. Look what they're doing with their basketball program. Yep. Like, they're paying dudes, and they are...
We've talked about this.
They're bending the rules a little bit on some stuff,
They're finding, you know, when you're talking about endowments in college sports, the only team that, group of five, group of six schools that has more money than Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
The church has billions upon billions upon billions.
They have the entire state backing them. Go to Texas, and, well, I went to A&M, well, I went to Tech, I went to UT, I went to Baylor, I went to, you know, fill in the blank.
But there's also a lot of millionaires in Texas.
I know.
Utah, though, you've got guys like Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge who are pipelining money to mm-hmm. BYU basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, again, the church, if it turns on the spigots, it's nobody can compete with them outside of Stanford.
If I'm Sitake, I stay at BYU because the state of the Big 12 right now
is
wide open. You have Texas Tech, but you could be the runner with Texas Tech. Mm-hmm.
Be you and Tech.
And if you go to Penn State, you have to deal with Oregon, Michigan, Ohio State, USC. And we'll see about Michigan. You know how I feel about them. That I think BYU is just a better job right now. I think BYU is a better job.
Historically, Penn State better.
Well, of course.
But where
Kajana
things are
Carter,
right now.
Kerry Collins, we named them all. Historically, it's a better job. Linebacker, you?
Yeah, but BYU, not that far off historically.
I'll take it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.